says is Hashem, we're going to continue where we left off last week. We were discussing something which is a little bit revolutionary in terms of one's approach to finding a Sdivug. That the focus in terms of what the Nakuda which we're striving for and within ourselves is to come to a place of Ayin, to a place of Bittel. That by creating a Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's the one who is Meshadach Shiduchim, that is Mezavik Zivugim, to reveal that Hamshacha, the pull that a person has towards his Zivug. That being the fundamental sign, direction in Hashemayim, as the Chazon Ish put it, turns from a person finding that which really belongs to him. Because the Zivug is a Metzia, it's an Aveda, is what we're looking to reveal. Now it's not so simple. The question we have to ask ourselves now is, what's the lamaisa of this? So even if we understand the hashkafa, how do we put it into practice? How do we reveal that hamshacha, the hamshacha, the kedusha, towards one zivug? Especially because, as we quoted last week from Shlomo Zalman, that there's also an improper hamshacha, that if a person has a hamshacha towards things which are chitzonius, if a person has a physical attraction towards a girl, or vice versa, so that can drown out the hamshacha de kedusha. How is a person supposed to know what's a real hamshacha, what's not a real hamshacha? Especially because a person could have many pnios, he can have many ulterior motives as to why he wants a shidduch to be like this or like that. What is the ikr? What does he put as his primary in terms of what he's looking for in finding a shidduch? So what can we do in order to unlock the hamshacha de kedusha? What should our goal be? What should our focus be? In terms of finding a shidduch. So Chazal, they identify, before we get to what the Nakuda is, there are three big traps or distractions that a person encounters. Distractions from finding what it is we're looking for in a Zivug. And those three things are, the person is searching for yichus or for kavod in a shidduch, for mammon, for wealth, and for beauty. If a person focuses on these three things, he can totally miss the boat. Chazal already say, Gemara in Kiddushin, Kol hanosei l'shem mamon. Anybody who marries for mamon, having lo banim she'enam mehuganim. He has children who are not good children. He's jeopardizing his toldos. It's a very scary thing. And Avastar Rav Nosson Chazal say, Kol hanosi isha she'ena hogenes lo, over al hei lavin. A person can be over on five lavin if he marries a woman who's not right for him. He doesn't have the focus in the right place. The Olah L'Sefraim, which is written by the Kli Yakar, drashas by the Kli Yakar, He says on the pasuk, which we say in Tehillim, the Gemara says in Brachos, that a person should daven, and Chazal say, what's an eis mitzoy? What's a mitziah? An isha. You should daven for an isha. And then he explains the hemshach pasuk. Rak l'sheitef mayim rabim elav lo yagyu. You shouldn't come to a state of mayim rabim. They should be swept away by mayim rabim. So what's mayim rabim? So he says a beautiful remez. Mayim is Rashi Tevos, mishpacha, yofi, mamon. Person has to be mispala for a ziva, that he shouldn't be distracted by the things which are chitzonius things. This all goes back to that which Chazal say, that there's an ahava she'tluya b'davar and there's an ahava she'ena tluya b'davar. An ahava which is tluya b'davar ena miskayim, but an ahava she'ena tluya b'davar is soifa liyaskayim. And at first glance, what does it mean an ahava she'ena tluya b'davar? You just love somebody because it's not tali in anything? Then what do you love that person for? If you can't explain it, then what's it for? But really, like we said last week, this is the omic of the Divrei Chazal. And Ava She'ein Atzli V'Davar means that you can't explain it. You may not be able to explain it. I can't explain why it's Bas Ploni L'Ploni. I don't know the Kafshin of the Rahman. I don't know the hidden secrets of why this should be my Zivug. I love this person because I just do. Fakert, sometimes when you can't explain it, it means it comes from a place which it's higher than words. Of course, there has to be a certain criteria that we're looking for, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem. A person can't just walk around the streets and just, you know, think to himself that he could just pick anybody and that's going to be, you know, the Bas Ploni L'Ploni. There has to be some type of a plan. You have to go in with some type of a perspective. But if it's an Ava She'tliya B'davar, meaning that if it's because of Mamon, or it's because of Yofir, or if it's because of Mishpacha, if you're banking on that, to have Hatzlach in marriage, then it's Ein Sof HaLizkayim. Like I heard from Rav Orlowick a number of months ago. He said, marrying a woman for the sake of your beauty is like buying a stock which you know will for sure go down. A person has to see marriage as a long-term investment. Can you count to the fact that the money will always be there? This is just mitzad aseicha. You certainly can't count to the fact that she'll always be beautiful. Okay, the yichus also. Yichus perhaps will always be there. But there's a very big danger which is involved in that. To marrying into, let's say, a rabbanisha family. Have high expectations of you. She may feel better than you. In fact, some tzaddikim say that there's higher expectations mitzad the yichus. The yichus itself has a higher expectation for a person to be a Talmud Chacham. And if he doesn't live up to the yichus itself, it could be big ketrugim against him. It's playing with fire if a person's not ready for it. Most people, they do it for their own cover, and it's really a huge undertaking. Much higher. The person has to marry an isha hogeneslo. Just once we're on the topic. So there's a very big tzaddik, Rav Shlemke from Zvil, who live in Yerushalayim, big tzaddik, a hidden tzaddik. People see big yeshuas by his kever. Many stories are said about the tzidkas of Rav Shlemke from Zvil. I'll just tell you one thing about him, that people would come to him for etza, and he would say, meet me by the mikveh. And he would have a gabbai there, and they would ask a question to the gabbai, and he would dunk in the water and come out and say the answer. Mamash like the Urim V'Tumim. Like a certain inyan. When he would go into the mikveh and come out, he knew everything which people needed to know. Anyways, so he had an inyan of Shlomo Mizvil that he would always call people tzaddik. He would always say, new tzaddik. Everybody he called a tzaddik. So there was one sharp yid, he said to him, if I'm such a tzaddik, we should make a shidduch. I'm a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. So he said back to this yid, he says, there's different levels of tzaddikim. You should marry a tzaddik according to your level of tzaddik, and I'll marry a tzaddik, marry into a family of tzaddik, my level of tzaddik. It has to be an Isha Hogeneslo. A If a person is thinking about these things which are ahavas shetluya b'davar, then he has to be careful if it's going to be sofer she'eino l'iskai. Worse than all of the pnios, worse than all of these things, which are these considerations that a person may be distracted by in terms of marrying a spouse, is the checklist. The checklist. That a person, you know, before he goes out, he sits down and he says, you have to get ready to go out, you have to get ready to go out. And he or she, doesn't make a difference. You put up a whole checklist. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for this. This is worse. This is worse than anything. You mamash find this, that the people who have the biggest checklist, they have the worst problems in the Sholem Bayis. Because they come in with expectations. And they have shattered expectations. Because it really begins with me. It says, what would be best suited for me? And they have all these things about which would be best suited for them. As if marriage is a way of, for a person to have hatzlach in life, that he should really live a good life. What she can do for me. How my personality will match with her personality. As if to say, like, I'm not really willing to bend so much, so I better find somebody who, like, we're so much alike that, you know, it's hard to change. And these are the people that they need the biggest help. And then what makes things worse is that they go to psychologists and they go to therapists. And the therapists agree with the hashkafa, and that's the problem. Because they say, you're right. You know, this is how people normally think. The Veld thinks like this. That marriage is a way for a person to find somebody who's compatible for me. That will best suit me. And that's how they help. They try to help them with that. Yeah, you know, you have to try to maybe like this and like that. But the whole thing is flawed minei ubei. It says you're going to somebody who shares that same hashkaf as you. What you really need to do is go to a person who's going to say to you, this is not what marriage is about. Marriage is not about you and how we're going to fit this person into your life. For something which is much higher than what marriage is about than just, you know, how you can live a good life and have a wife as part of that picture and to have children and so on and so forth, all the other dreams you have in your life. How to fit her into the picture. The whole hashkaf is flawed, and that's how psychologists think, and they just deepen the problem. A person has to go to a Rebbe or a Bardas is going to say to you, listen, you have to start from the beginning again. You have to reshape the whole hashkaf of what marriage is. The Stipler, he writes, or he would say, it's written in his name, in Pnina Kilas Yaakov, he writes, Chayla Ra Ra'isi, he says, I've seen a terrible thing, Sheyesh Ka'ela, that there are people, Sheberoyev Ga'avasam, but because of their Ga'eva, Me'abdim Bi'adayim Es Habas Pleni Shalahem, that they literally, they are throwing away their Shidduch with their own hands because of their Ga'eva. And he says, elderly people come to me in their 20s, in their 30s, and they say to me, Rebbe, where's my shidduch? He says, Rebbe, where's my shidduch? He says, she came to you and you passed her up. Because of your gaiva. Hashem was putting her right in front of you and you couldn't see that. It was the right one for you. The checklist is the biggest machitza that a person puts up between his bas ploni. Because it's not about what Hashem wants, what Hashem knows is just best for me. I know what's best for me. A person goes in with that ashkafa, then he's the opposite of the Amunah, he's the opposite of the Hamshacha, he's the opposite of the Ayin. He has no way of reading, he has no way of knowing. I know what's best for me. I know my Shidduch. This is not how the Ksav Sofer understands the Gemara, the Ksav Sofer in Parshas Bereishis. The Gemara says, B'ma'arava Amri, in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Matza o Motza. There's many famous shatim what this means, matzah, motzah. That after a person gets married, they would say, matzah isha, matzah tov, or motzah ani mami mames es ha'isha. Did you find a good, something good, or did you not find something good? It's a big puzzle in the Chazal. So this is how we attach to the Chazal. We say like this. What's the difference between the two psukim? It says, if you analyze it, he picks on a very subtle diak, there's matzah isha, matzah tov. Isha without the hey hayadua. If a person is looking for a ha'isha, which is the perfect wife, the perfect one for me, then that's called Ma'itani Mar Mivavis as Ha Isha. But if a person is looking for an Isha, which is an Isha Hoganislo, then that's Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. If you're looking for an Isha, then it's Matzah Tov. If you're looking for Ha Isha, the perfect one, because I'm also so perfect, then it's going to be a disaster. And it's also Meduyik in the Lashon. It says Motza Ani Mar Mivavis. If the Motza is Ani, if you're looking for yourself, if the Ani is in the picture, then there's the Ha'isha, and that's Mar Mimoves. But if it's just Mar the Isha, it's not that I'm in the picture, I'm looking for an Isha. Having a wife is something more than just having a life, which is, you know, having a wife to suit my needs. Something which is much more elevated than that. If a person is looking for an Isha which is like that, then he's going to find something good for himself. The Yaakov Shimoni says that this is literally what happened to Nadav and Avihu. We know the reasons why that they died in the Kodesh Kodashim, because they weren't married. Why were they not married? So the Medrash says that this is what Nadav and Avihu said. It's hard to imagine. If not for Chazal saying this, we couldn't say it ourselves. Nadav and Avihu said like this. They said, he says, look where we come from. He says, our uncle is the king, Moshe Rabbeinu. Our father is the Kohen Gadol. Our cousin is the Nasi. My uncle's the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So they had everything going for them. He says, Ain Isha Hogen Islanu, there is no woman who is fit for us. Can you imagine that? But listen to the checklist that Nadav and Avihu had. And they failed. They went into the Kodesh Kodashim and they weren't zeichet to the Nakuda Pnimius of what life is about, because they didn't have an Isha, Chazal say. But look at the machitza that they put up. The Ikar Nekuda, as the way that Chazal described it, is to look for an Isha L'Shem Shammai. Chazal say, Hanayisi Isha L'Shem Shammayim, Zoche Umamid Banim Shemayshim Es Yisrael Be'ez Tzar. Habizeche to Banim that will save Kla Yisrael Be'ez Tzar. That's Tanad Ve'eliyahu Zuta. Kol Hanayisi Isha Hogenes Lo, if a person marries an Isha who is fit for him, Eliyahu noshko v'Kadosh Baruch Hu ohavo. Eliyahu kisses him, and Kadosh Baruch Hu loves him. V'hanayisa isha she'ena hogeneslo. If a person is looking for a woman who is not fit for him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sono v'Eliyahu ratzo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu despises him, and Eliyahu comes and beats him up. Similar to Gemara in Kiddushin as well. Other Chazal like this. Yaakov Shimoni says in Rus, Kol hanayisa isha k'sheira. Just an isha k'sheira. Ki'ilu ki'am kol ha'torah mirosh v'atzof. The whole Torah is about this. Ve'alav ha'kasuv aymer ishtecha k'gefim pariya. Kol ha'naisa isha l'shem shemayim. When it comes to kol ha'naisa isha l'shem shemayim, there's different madrigas. What does it mean, kol ha'naisa isha l'shem shemayim? It's very vague. The reason why it's very big is because there's different madrigas, and so what it means, called the Naisa Isha L'Shem Shemayim. Let's begin with a higher level of L'Shem Shemayim. The higher level of L'Shem Shemayim is for the sake of the Shechina. That the Shechina needs a home. And the Shechina rests in what's called a bias. As Chazal say, Ish v'Isha Yimzachu Shechina Beinehem. Not every ish v'isha zeichet to this. A mamish takes a schos. That if an ish and an isha are zeichet, that the Shechina is shayr in the bias. Chazal says, Shlesha shutfin ba'adam. A person has three shutfin. The father, the mother, and the Shechina. The idea of a home, ultimately, is that the Shechina is looking for a bias. And if the Ish and the Isha have this in mind, that they marry for the sake of Shalom, which is a higher Shalom, which is Roif Shalom Banayach, which is a higher Shalom Rav, that they do it for the sake that the Shechina should have a home, they don't have to worry about anything else. They don't even need any criteria looking what they're looking for. This is the type of a Shidduch that if a person has in mind such a madrig of the Shem Shemayim, he doesn't have to have any kimat, any hishtadlus. That's when his ziva comes straight to him, like Yitzhak Avinu. Like Yitzchak. Right? He had in mind, as the Chazal say, he went out to daven in the field. He went to daven for the Shechina Kedosha. And then he found Rivka without any hishtaldus. If a person is on such a madrega, and look at the type of the home that Chazal depicted by Rivka. This is the type of a home. Chazal say that Rivka was like Sarah, that it was the anan was kosher al ha'ayhal, that the nir was doilek, mishavis l'shavis. It's like a sukkah. Sukkah is shem shemayim is chal ha'l'sukkah. The shechina is in the sukkah. The anan is kosher al ha'ayhal. The anan is, this is the shechina of the anan, with anan ay ha'kavod. If a person has in mind that he wants his bayis to be a place for the shechina, in its gullus to have a place to reside, that's the only command a person really needs, and he'll be zeichet to everything. Now, we can't say that we're on that madriga. Of course, we should be striving for that. But we're not people generally that we're in touch with Sar HaShechina and Kavod HaShechina to be Mesameach the Shechina Kedosha. We're simply just not on that level. But there's another level of Lashem Shemayim. And that's to build a Bayis Nama B'Yisrael. To be Magdol Kavod Shemayim in the Bria. To have Banim Mehuganim. To create a Torah Dikah home. To create a home that Hashem would be proud of. And then maybe he'll be Zeicha, in fact, the Shechina should be Shared. Of course, every person is Zeicha to the Shechina on some level. But like on Shabbos especially, we invite the Shechina to the home, Mamish. But they're tzaddikim that they have the Shechina 24-7 in their home, because they live by Shabbos all the time. They live always at the my home should be a place of the Shechina Kedosha. But on every Shabbos, if there's Shalom in the home, that there's a taste of that higher level of the Shem Shemayim. But the balanced, I guess, the medium way, that it should be a Torah Dikom, that it should be a Bayis Neman B'Yisrael. But to do that, a person needs to go in with a plan. He needs to go in with a criteria. Not a checklist. It's not a checklist. It's perhaps a checklist of the Kedusha. But it's very different than a checklist. He's going in with an anava. He's going in with a bittel. But he's going in, but he's looking for something in a wife which will fit this idea of what Chazal say, kol ha'naisa isha l'shem shemayim. Now, of course, a person, even if he has intention to find an isha l'shem shemayim, and he knows that, listen, the most overall, a woman who's like overall in her midos, mamash, everything, she has everything, she would perhaps be the best wife, right? Of course, that's not how we approach this bechla. Not looking for the best woman. We're looking for ma'izivuk. But a person has to narrow the scope in order to have that happen. Like we said before, if he's mamish or the shem shemayim legamre, he could do things without any hishtalis whatsoever, because he's tapped into the nekuda, what life is all about. Then the whole bria is serving him in order to fulfill the purpose of bria, which is shechina batachtayna. But if a person is not living on the madrega, then he has to narrow down the search. He has to narrow down the search. And you can't have this prat, this prat, this prat, for this prat. Person can't do it like that. He has to look for that which is most klali, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. You have to look for that which is most klali, but the klal in where all the pratim are nichal in that klal. So you have to ask yourself, what is that klal? Did I have to narrow it down to just one, two, three things? What are those things that we're looking for? So Chazal really tell us. The Gemara in Tainis, and it's a very cryptic Chazal. The Chazal said like this, Kol kala she'ine ha'yofos, any woman that her eyes are beautiful, kol gufa ein atzricha b'diga. Then her entire body doesn't need to be checked. So what does it mean? Kol kala she'ine ha'yofos, that she has beautiful eyes, physical eyes? Of course not. Sheker achin v'hevela yoifi. So the Kliyakar, once again, this time, last time it was in the Oil of the Sephirim, this time it's Kliyakar and Pashas Chayisar. The Kliyakar says, what does it mean, Kol Kala Sheina HaYafos? That she has an Ayin Yafa, which means that she's a Goyme Chasadim. And he says, isn't this what the Torah is teaching us in Pashas Chayisar? that when Eliezer was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, that he was looking for the biggest balas chesed, who would be matim for the family of Avraham Avinu, the givingness of Rivka, that the sign of gemilas chasadim is a sign of a person that it testifies about who they are bechlal. It's a davar klali. That's pshat b'chayim and what the pasuk says, that Eliezer says, "Va'avu hayom el ha'ayin." I'm coming today to the ayin. Why is the be'er called an ayin? You know why it's called an ayin? Because he was coming to look for the ayin yafa. I'm coming today to look for the ayin, for the eyes. The Chazal say that the ayin, that the eye is the window to the soul. You're looking for something deep. You have to look. When we speak about looking into somebody's eyes, even when we say that shprach, it means that looking deep within the person, that the eyes are so revealing about a person. If a person is a tsar ayin, an ayin ra, an ayin yafa, if a person is a giving person, it means that it's not about me. A genuine person is about, it's about you. It shows about the ayin of a person, the bittul of a person, not about the ani of the person. It's a midah of a person which is most reflective about the midah of bittul and achna. Chazal say that what are the simanim of a Jew? Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'goyim Lechasadim. And this is important because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to take Klai Yisrael's Kal and Har Sinai, Chazal say if a Jew is not a Rachman, a Baishan, and a Goyim Lechasad, Biyadua Shalai Amdu Raglav Al Har Sinai. It wasn't on Har Sinai. This is not the Shidduch that the Kodesh Baruch Hu took for himself. Because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was looking, it says, Vayar Elokim, he was looking for a shidduch. Also, the Kaddish is the Isha at Shirena. He saw the qualities of Rachmanas and Baishonas and Gomel Chasadim, and that's why he took the Jewish people. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his Kala. And that's why Har Sinai is called Har Chayrev. Because Chayrev is Rashi Teva's Chesed, Rachman, Baishon. And that's Pshat of the Pasuk. Ki Yaakov bochar loika Yisrael uskulasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yaakov as his shidduch. Bochar is the same as Shetevos, right? Baishan, Chesed, Rachman. That you choose your shidduch because you see these qualities in them. In a different vein, but it's really all the same. Somebody once came to the stipler, and he asked the stipler, what should he look for in a shidduch? So he said, Yirah Shamayim, Midos Tovos, and Shehei Hoylech Al HaDerech. Which means that he should be a normal person. He should be matim. The Klausenberger Rebbe, Sechat Tzadeh V'Kadosh Tavroch, whose yortzeit it is tonight, when he was asked, what should a person look for in a bachar? So he said, we say every day in Shach is what you should look for. He says, La'oilam yehei adam yari shamayim b'seisir v'agoloi. I think probably most of us here don't say that, because it's in korbanos. But if you do korbanos, then you know what we're referring to. And it's really mamish the same thing. But this is how he touched it. He says, La'oilam yehei adam yari shamayim. He says, of course, the most important thing is to be a yari shamayim. You also have to be an Adam Yari Shemayim. You have to be a mensch. Derech Eretz Kama L'Torah. You have to be a normal functioning person. You have to know how to converse with people. Like the stifler once told somebody else who came to advice. He says, don't take for granted that a person who's a masmun is also a normal person. Just because he knows how to interact with his shtender doesn't mean he knows how to interact with people. Be a normal functioning person. You have to be an Adam. To know how to be a mensch. that's the pshat. La'ayla yehi adam yarei shemayim. Mamash fits into like the words of the stipler. La'ayla means you have to be a person who knows how to talk to people in the world. You have to be somebody who can fit into society. You have to be an adam. You have to be a mensch. And you have to be a yarei shemayim, which is the Torah digger mensch. Chazal size it up. Sheker hachein vehevel hayefi, isha yiras Hashem hitisalo. The nekud of Yiras Shamayim. That a person knows what's ikar, what's tofel in life. That they wanted their children to be b'nei Torah. That they would love to see their children be tzamid chachamim. Then an aveira is an aveira. And a mitzvah is a davar chashev, it's a davar yakar. How they speak, how people speak about gedolim. You know how you could tell how a girl speaks about a gadol? The advice of a gadol. How they speak about a gadol is very much reflective of where a person is. Somebody was once discussing with the Chazon Ish about a certain shidduch. And it came across in conversation that the girl made a comparison between the Baal Shem Tov and Herzl. The Chazon Ish said, forget about it. You can forget about the whole thing. And the guy said, what do you mean? I'm a big sovereign. I can bear disagreement. People who don't have the same hashkafas as me. I can be soivel that. He says, soivel that. It's not about agreement, disagreement. He says, the whole hashkafa is flawed. There's no Yiras Shamayim here. It's not about whether you can be if you can tolerate it or not. So you have to have somebody who has Yiras Shamayim. Another something which is like a certain sensitivity to Yiras Shamayim. Somebody once came to the Chazon Ish. It was a bachur, and he was saying how there was a prospective match, and how the father-in-law was saying, yes, my daughter, she's a real tzaddikess. She's willing to sacrifice for Torah and to sacrifice to marry Ben Torah, even though it could be a very difficult life, she's willing to sacrifice. And Chazon Ish said, don't get involved in this. Because any Bas Yisrael who thinks that living a life with a Ben Torah is a sacrifice, so that's not what you want. You want somebody who appreciates what it means to be married to a Ben Torah. That this is what life is. Not that you have to make a sacrifice. Not a sacrifice. This is mamash a person's chiyas. As if they see the value of what it means to be married to Mintai. It's such a subtle thing. But when it becomes, the sacrifice becomes too much to bear, then your life can, how you want it to live life can be out the window. These are certain sensitivities to pick up. Midos Tovos, Yiras Shamayim. The Taichen of the Isha herself. Not the things on the side. Not the mamon which the family has. Not the yichus that the family has. Not the kavod that the family has. Even the beauty is chitzonius. But the toichen of the person. And you know what? It's very hard. It's very, very hard with our dating system to be able to see that. Because the whole thing is mamish, it's like a game. It's mamish, it's all chitzonius. It's mamish, it's a shaker. She gets up, she dresses up the best that she can. Right? And she's on her best behavior. And if she likes the guy, she'll say all the things that he wants to hear. And he'll say all the things that she wants to hear if he really likes her. And we're looking for that hamshachat de kedusha, and already it's drowned out. Already it's drowned out. And it's so hard to find it. How do we bring it out? If we have kavanas l'shem shemayim, we can bring it out. The kavana l'shem shemayim is the kavana which will be able to unlock the hamshachat de kedusha. Whether this is really my shidduch or not, again, that's what really we're looking for. We can't get lost in just finding Ha'isha. Certainly not finding the best one out there. Who would make the best wife? And you go through the checklist. Forget about it, the Ksav Sefer says. It's a recipe for disaster. You're looking for your Bas Ploni. You're looking for that one. And the Kavana L'Shem Shamayim is what unlocks that Hamshachat the Kedusha. So even though there's so many things in the world which are trying to drown this out, if a person stays strong to the Kavana L'Shem Shamayim, and he goes in with that, that's on his checklist. My checklist is, I want to do this L'Shem Shamayim. Then he'll be Zeichet, to Nisha Toiva. But the system itself is inherently flawed. really, if you had to analyze it, you know the way that the Hasidim do the whole Shidduch thing, and the way that in the more modern circles that they do it, the modern circle is very much influenced by the Gaiyush HaChitzonis. Let the guy go out with the girl and let them decide. You know, it's all a charade. It's all a game. Especially because we live our life in societies in that world where the beauty actually means something. And so the second we open up the door, we already have judgments about whether or not it's going to work or not. And that's the first hamshacha which we listen to. It's the physical hamshacha. And we work so hard to bring out the hamshacha, the kedusha, if we even know about this. And Rebbe de Veld doesn't know about it. This is the Gaisha Hashkafa, the checklist. This is how they look at marriage. I'm a prize to be won, or I'm looking for the prize. The Stipel used to say, he says, it's impossible to find the perfect wives. Pick the flaws you want to choose. He says, don't pick the mindless, pick the flaws. And live with those flaws. Because to find perfection, you're for sure not going to find. As if you deserve perfection, as if you're the perfect one. Yourself, you also have your imperfections, and she's going to have to live with those. But in the Chassidish Welt, where they really look to preserve the sanctity, that the Bachim don't grow up this way, and the girls certainly don't grow up this way, right? that when they meet each other, there's a hamshacha. They're very in tune to the hamshacha, but to the outside world, it's a craziness. How can you know in a couple of meetings? Right? How could you know in a couple of months? You think that the way that you're dating is the way you're going to live marriage? As if this is how you're going to know? Because you really get to know her? You don't get to know her after 6 months of dating. There become so many complications when people go out for a long time that they get so involved in that they have this problem. More problems are created by the more time people go out with each other. As if you really get to know that person. If you understand that there's what's called emunah, and there's a hamshacha, and if the chitzonius doesn't weigh a lot on you, okay, you're looking for an isha haguna. You have the criteria, you go in with what's important. And by the way, most of the research is already done before, like the Chafetz Chaim said. It says, ashamnu, that we don't do proper research before going in. Most of these things are supposed to be already known. You're not going to be able to see from her on the date whether or not she has Yerushalayim so much. If you look for the signs, you'll be able to like read in between lines. But you have to look deep into her eyes to be able to see those things. But if you do the proper research about the family and about the girl, and you ask and you ask and you inquire, and you find out if she's a real Yerushalayim before going out, you save yourselves a lot of trouble. Because once you're already enmeshed in it, it's going to be very hard to pull out. Chafetz Chaim said that. The research is supposed to be done before. It doesn't mean just like one phone call, two phone calls, okay, I didn't hear anything wrong, I should go out. You're supposed to do real things, real research about the family, about the health, about the real things. But we have so much pressure nowadays. The girl's waiting for an answer. One day, 2 days goes by. She wants to hear back. Right? We feel pressured to jump into things. But things have to be thought through. This is how the Klaus Mega Rebbe understood. The Gemara, which says, Bas Ploni Laponi. He quoted the Shin of a Rav. That the Shin of a Rav says that just like the father of the Kala, or the father gives a name to the child when they're born because he has a Ruach HaKodesh, so the father also has a Ruach HaKodesh to know what's the best Shidduch for his daughter. And that's why the Gemara says, Bas Ploni Laploni. Bas Ploni Laploni. As if to say that the husband himself, the Bachar himself, will have a Hamshacha, but we can't rely on the Isha herself to know her Hamshacha. We'll explain why. But the reason why by the Hasidim they do things the way that they do is because the father of the Kala knows, he's given the Siyata Deshmaya to know who the real Shidduch is for his daughter. That's why it says, Bas Ploni Laploni. And that's why you find that when Shechem, that when he had that hamshacha for Dina, which by the way was a hamshacha to Kedusha, Chazal say, that he really, this was really right. So he didn't ask Dina, do you want to marry me? He went to Yaakov Avinu. This is a bas ploni laploni. That Chamor came to Yaakov and said, let's discuss the shechirach of our daughter, of your daughter to my son. But it was Shechem's hamshacha to Dina, and Yaakov would determine whether it's right or not. And Yaakov was oimid on the inyan. It was just that Shimon and Levi jumped the gun. But Yaakov understood that there was a hamshacha to Kedusha there. That the Racham HaKadosh says that he was margish the neshama of Chanani ben Tradjan and was inside of Chamor. There was Kedusha there. But the father has a siyata d'shmaya to know. And that's how they do it. Like you find that when Eliezer came to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, so he didn't ask Rivka, do you want to come along? He went to Besuel. And the Besuel died. And then Lavan took over. But perhaps because Lavan wasn't the father, he didn't have that hergesh, so he said, no, nishalas piha, let's ask her. Of course, you have to ask her. She has to consent to it. You can't marry her against her will. But you can't expect apipimius, the girl, to have the hamshacha. And one of the reasons is because more, Chazal say, more than a man wants to marry, a woman wants to marry. And because she wants a husband more, she pulls in the husband to her. And because she's pulling him to her because of her ratzon is greater than his, that's why he feels the hamshacha. He feels the hamshacha because she's pulling in her shidduch more than he is. That's pshat she'asani kirtzono. That Hashem made me like his ratzon. That a woman has the gift that her ratzon is very strong. To find her zivug is very, very strong. And in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew Klai Yisrael to Har Sinai, he was already waiting for them to come. And he drew them there. And Hashem says, I've been waiting for you to come here. But Hashem's ratzon to have Klai Yisrael as a shidduch drew them to the place where he was. So too, the woman in a sense, she's drawing, because she's the Aveda, she's drawing, she's calling. She's calling that which, from where she comes from, to come to her. So she's not margish that hamshach as much as he is, because she's pulling him in. That's also the chara, the pshan, is to like why, you know, the father, that he gives a bechina to the chassan, to the prospective bachar. You know, in the modernish circles, it's really like, you know, it's just, it's not really real. It's just like a game, you know, like he asking for a dvar tayra, you know, a shea dvar tayra. I don't even know if they do that anymore. But by the chassidim, the imamish, there's a bechina, not just to see if he's a talmid chacham, you know, but they can, they, it's more than that. It's a pneumistic thing. The father can have a sense, can have a sense from the conversation with the bacher whether or not this is the right zivug for my daughter. Not just if he's a good bacher. That's how the chitzonis people look at it. They question it. This is silliness. He's going to ask him a dvar tayra and he's going to know. Right? No, but even chassidim don't know this. But the emek ha'inyan is that it's much more than that. It's not just a formality. It's just that the father is supposed to know, says the Klaus and Begarevi, whether or not this is the right shidduch for my daughter. Because this is where the bas kol is. It's bas ploni laploni. The Irmi Emes says a very sharp thing. He says that when it comes to a metzian, to an aveda, the Torah says adrosh achicha isa. That you have to ask. Where's the simon? So since an isha is called an aveda, and the father is the bialim, he has the aveda in his rishos, so he has to give a bechina. Adrosh achicha isa. You have to know. Adrosh achicha isa. But it's not just a nice vort, it's not just a sharp vort. There's a pneumius to the whole system, it's pneumiastic. It's b'taharasan, but it's just that we're influenced by the Gaish society. And so we do things differently. But we have to be mezgaber, and the way that we do that is, if we want to unlock the hamshacha, the kedusha, we have to have our perspective straight. We have to know what we're looking for. Isha yiras Hashem hitisala. The L'shem Shamayim is able to bring out the hamshacha, the kedusha, despite all the things which try to conceal that hamshacha, the kedusha. And this is why it's important to have, to ask advice, to have parents' involvement, or to have a Rebbe's involvement. This is a huge decision. This is mamish a huge decision. And it's because it's such a huge decision that people who are chitzonis, the people will say, of course, you can't just go out for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You have to go out for a year and 2 years. You know how the parents put pressure on their children. They think they're crazy when they go out for a month or two and they decide to get married. I went out with your father for 2 years before we got married. That's how they talk. As if this is like the right way to do it. Like the new generation doesn't know what they're doing. You have to look at the Torah as our example. They mean well. It comes from a good place. Because how are you supposed to know? You know, the Rambam says that a husband doesn't know his wife until 10 years of marriage. I don't know where that Rambam is. The Chassam Sofer quotes it. Maybe it was in Tampa of Enigaris. I don't know. You don't even know your wife for 10 years. Do you think you're going to know her after 10 months? Even if you date her for 10 months, for the moment you get married, you're just going to see a different person altogether. And it'll just be more of a shock. Because you thought the girl you were dating is the girl you married. But that's the Shalom Bayis, Dikur Shmuz. But to ask Eitza from a Rebbe, or to have a parent's involvement to help with the research, or just to have advice from somebody, because it's a huge decision. That's why Yitzhak relied on Eliezer. Rav Dessler says that the reason why Yitzhak relied on Eliezer was because he was Doyla Umashkin Yitzhak's rabbi. That he trusted him, that he knew what his father would want to come into this house. What would be my real zivuk? He trusted Eliezer. That he relied, he was Saimech on somebody. That he would have good mishkal. The person has to have a Rebbe to speak to help to be Mavarer. But the more that a person walks away, Chalila, from this inyan of the Hamshacha, which we spoke about, the Amunah, the Hamshacha to Kedusha, especially if a person comes in with this whole checklist thing, then he's mamish rachok. It's mamish a recipe for disaster. And that's what the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, he writes in Chelek Aleph. He mamish shries about this. Mamish shries. I'm not going to read you the whole lashon, but he says at the end of the day, "Shachachti lahosef." I forget to add one thing. Raya min ha'chayim amish. I'll bring you proof. L'chayr hayatzarech lihios. L'chayr, you would think that it should be. Shaka'is that nowadays kasha yadu ze harbe kodem chasunasan. When people get to know each other a lot, like before they marry each other, that there wouldn't be so many gittin like there were 50, 60 years ago, because they're doing things better, because they know the kala better, the chasunos that. U'maniflahu shu mamish lehapech. He says it used to be in years ago that there were mamish kemat no gittin bechlal. He says mekom makom hin dovar pele achshav lifi erech achasnes hagittin yirbu yoisim bedarash she'aver. There are more gittin which are taking place much more than it used to be. L'chol apachos piasara, at least 10 times more. And Rav Dessler is not considered to be some type of an extremist. But he's the one who blasts the whole checklist. He mamish blasts it. It's anti-Torah. And it's a recipe for disaster. We have to keep in mind that there's a bas ploni leploni. There's a bas ploni leploni. If a person goes in with that machshava, and he goes in l'shem shemayim, he'll be able to be ma'ir of that. And if he's not mamish the highest l'shem shemayim like we spoke about, a person has to know what's an ikr and what's a tafel. What's klali, what's prati. What's klali is the midos tovos. What's klali is the Yerushalayim. If he narrows down the search, and he's l'shem shemayim in that way, he'll be zeicha to that hamshacha. And so will she. Brother meets out her father, whatever circles we live in. Hashem will make sure that the shidduch goes through. That's called the nisha hagunalo. Person not looking for the perfect, because he's not perfect. He's looking for the one that Hashem has for him. So this is taking like the hashkafa, and putting it into lamaisa. How to go about the process. There's more to speak about in Mitzvah Shem. Next time, I guess the next thing would be to speak about the actual dating process itself, and how a person conducts himself on a date. You know, there is a chachma to this. You know, that one date should lead to two dates, to three dates, to four dates. There's a process in this. Date two should not be a repetition of date one. A person should always be moving forward in the dating process. And if a person is not moving forward the way it's supposed to, then a person has to ask himself, either I'm not dating right, or maybe this isn't the right shidduch for me. But even in our mixed up world of dating, there is a seder. There is a seder for a person. But the way that it begins, is that a person has to go in with the proper hashkafa. He has to go in with that hashkafa. What does he want to have out of a marriage? He wants to have banam hagunim. He wants to build a bais nam in Yisrael. If a person walks along that path, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiachim that he'll be zaycha. Tzaddikim say so. We just have to... A person has to be an ish pnimi. The world, the outside world, is against this. They don't think like this. And we have to be strong. We have to be strong despite the fact what parents or siblings or anybody else may say. This is mamish the most important decision we can possibly make. But because it's the most decision that we can possibly make, we don't look to make that decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a chesed that he already decided that for us. And we're just looking to reveal the decision which is already made. It's mamish such a gevaldik taiva. But if we go in with the Ishiras Hashem Tisalo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that atzlacha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bezuz Hashem should be zeichet to a proper hashkafa in Yizinyanin. And the dating process for each and every one of us who are Bechlal still in the Parsha should be as easy as possible. Hashem doesn't want it to be hard. It's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be very easy. It's just that we put up such machitza that we create problems for ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should smooth all the difficulties that all those who are struggling should find as Yibu Bekaro and Benachas and Bekalos and should be Zechat to Bebayis and Beisrael. The Shechina should be sure in our homes. And with that, if every home is Zechat to the Shechina, Zechat to Bebayis, ultimate Bayis and Beisrael, Bias Gal Tzenek and Hevim Amen. Amen.
You ask for
references,
right.
And then you hope that the references tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And then usually you have to ask references for other references.
I mean, in terms of asking what questions specifically look for.
If the person asks me those tovus, if the viewers are mine. You can tell by the way people answer questions as to like whether it's authentic or not. But we can't be pressured into responses to go out with people just because people want answers right away. Because that's because people are relying on the people who are going out, on the guy and the girl, to be able to make the decisions. But we don't want that the guy and the girl should have to be able to discern and to see whether or not she's really Yerushalayim or not. It's too much at risk. We have to know that before going out, that I can rely upon the fact that this is already a Bas Yisrael and Yerushalayim. If we can't, if we don't know that for a fact, you know she's going to put on a show. You know she's going to say things which you want to hear. No, halavai, she should just be truthful, but it's not always like that. We shouldn't have to worry about those things. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone's
what?
That's fine. The dating should be as little as possible. There should be as little dating as possible. The time that they spend to be together should be as little as possible. Most of the things which should be, which could already be discovered, should be discovered beforehand.
Of course,
yeah. That's, you have to see. Spending time in each other's company will determine whether or not there's a hamshacha, whether there's compatibility. Mm-hmm. But that also comes from a hergish, which is deeper than just like, you know, we have good conversations with each other. You know, we go golfing and like, you know, that's all chitzonius. It's all chitzonius. You're not going to be golfing with each other. It's because you could schmooze like that.
The reference is, they don't end up like telling you those truth, or, you know, they're hiding some things. How do you know?
You can tell. If people are giving generic answers, or if they're trying to, if they're not being, if you can sense. The person has to ask very pointed questions. If you ask general questions, you'll get general answers.
That's also something as well, right? Something you have to be able to write the right, you have to ask the right...
You have to know how to ask the right questions. Yeah. If the person doesn't know how, you should ask a Rebbe how to ask the right questions.
Right.
Yeah, you have to know how to ask the questions. You have to ask questions in a way where they can dodge the question. And if you're dodging the question, you know, you have something to worry about.
I'm looking for, how do you ask that question? Right.
You have to be very pointed with the questions.
What questions would be...
For example, if you go, let's say you want to go check out a school, right? You want to go check out a school. So if you're going to go to the school and they're going to take you around, you know, they're going to show you the classrooms, you walk into the classroom, you think, 10 minutes ago they were throwing apples at the teacher, right? The second the principal walks in, you know, everybody's sitting like this and they're all listening, oh yeah, it's a great school. Right? What you really want to do is you want to show up unannounced, or you want to just show up when they're playing in the yard, you know, and you see how they play in the yard together, then you really see what type of chinuch they're getting in the school, because whatever they're being taught in the school is going to be reflective of how they're interacting with each other in the yard. If you really want to see, you know, who a person is, you show up in a yeshiva. You could show up in a yeshiva if somebody was read to you from a certain yeshiva, and you come into the yeshiva and you can look and you can observe the boy. You can observe him. You can see, you know, how he learns, how he davens, how a person davens is a huge indicator as to if the person's a Yerushalayim or not. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that. He says in a Mishle. The pasuk says, "Ish kefi mahalalo." How he touches a person could be understood by the way he davens. A person davens, you see, is really Yerushalayim. He's talking to the Ibishter. If he really is talking to the Ibishter, then that's Yerushalayim. If he's not, you know, if he's looking around the room while he's davening, or if he takes 3 steps back and he waits 2 minutes, then you know that's not really Yerushalayim there. It's reflective of his whole avodas Hashem the way he davens. So you can ask a Rebbe, you know, ask Rebbe in the yeshiva, you know, did he show up to davening on time? How does he daven? How does he daven? Is he a quick in and outer? Does he have a seder after davening? Things like that. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
How is first date supposed to be different from a second date? I know you said that's for next week.
That's for next week, yeah. I'm sure that, yeah.
Let's say theoretically there's somebody in the world who's going on a date before next week.
It's too...
I don't know.
It's too cluelious to discuss. It's too cluelious to discuss. There's a seder to it. As a Seder. But it shouldn't take a lot of dates to know. Because if a person has his machshavas and his hashkafas correct, and he does the proper research before, he can know in a matter of a number of dates whether or not it works or not. Anyways, you're going to jump. And people who go out for many, many months before, they just confuse themselves. And this is where the real tzaras come in. You see it. Imamish, you see it. The more time, it comes to a point in the shidduch where either you jump it, you take it, or if you miss the opportunity, it just creates confusion. Because there's a point that you have to act. You have to act at that time. Either if you don't act at that time, and you pass it up, then it just creates lots of bilbo, and it usually doesn't go well after that.
But you have to follow the parents that... what you were talking about.
Yeah, you have to, you know, how would you react to the parents? Yeah, how would you react to a parent, you know, if they saw you were standing in hot coals, and you're standing in hot coals, and you wanted to get out, and like, no, stay in. And you wouldn't listen, you would jump out, right? If a person realizes that finding a shidduch is not a matter of good or bad, it's a matter of life or death, then you do what you got to do, despite the fact what a parent thinks. It's not a matter of good or bad. It's a matter of life or death. Chazal say, "Re'ei chayim amisha." A wife is life. A wife is chayim itself. So don't mess with life. Don't play with fire when it comes to your life.
Even if it can create a lot of hostility with the family.
Listen, you shouldn't be a tough guy. You should try to do things as amicable as possible and to be b'shalom with your parents. But sometimes it comes to a point where you know your choice, you know that the chassan especially knows, you know, who his shidduch is. If he knows who his shidduch is, he can't pass it up for, it's priceless. He can't pass it up for anything. The parent doesn't know. The parent, especially by the boy, the parent doesn't know. The chassan has a hamshacha. The girl, the parent knows maybe. But in our circles, the parents don't really know. You know, in the Danish circles, the parents don't know for the girls because they're all confused. The hashkafa there is all confused. They don't know better. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
listening. Good Shabbos, Chaim. Thank you for coming.
Recording specifically,
yeah, please. Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly how to take it out. I don't know.